Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President Biden says U.S. Olympian and WNBA star Brittany Griner is no longer being held in Russia. At the White House this morning, the president announced Griner had been freed from a Russian prison. Russia's foreign ministry and Griner's attorneys in Russia say she was swapped for convicted Russian arms dealer Victor Boot. NPR's Franco Ordonez has more.
Standing alongside Griner's wife, Sherelle Griner, President Biden says it was a day that, quote, we worked on for a long time.
She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home. After months of being unjustly detained in Russia, held under intolerable circumstances.
The president has been under increasing pressure to secure Griner's release. In July, she sent him a letter saying, quote, I'm terrified I might be here forever. The exchange did not include former U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, who remains imprisoned in Russia. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Griner was serving a 9-year drug sentence in Russia. Boot was serving 25 years at a federal prison in the U.S. Saudi Arabia's crown prince and the president of the United Arab Emirates led mediation efforts to win Griner's release. That's according to a joint statement issued by the UAE and the Saudis. According to the statement, Griner flew from Moscow to Abu Dhabi aboard a private plane before heading to the U.S. Dozens of people are under arrest in Germany in connection with an alleged far-right plot to overthrow the government. As Esme Nicholson reports, authorities say members of the movement had been stockpiling weapons.
Germany's federal police chief Holger Münch says the number of suspects has risen to at least 54 and that the network behind an alleged plot to carry out a violent coup is probably much larger. He says many of the suspects identify as so-called Reichsbürger or Reich citizens who reject Germany's current democratic constitution and hark back to the days of the German monarchy. Among those detained is a minor aristocrat who is allegedly planning to install himself as the next leader of Germany. Police also arrested a Berlin judge and former lawmaker, a serving army officer and former police officers. Prosecutors warn that while the group's beliefs may seem far-fetched, they've been stockpiling weapons and are considered dangerous. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
Oregon Supreme Court is declining to intervene after a lower court temporarily blocked the state's new stricter gun laws. Jonathan Levinson has more.
The Oregon Supreme Court's short decision means a lower court's temporary restraining order blocking the new gun laws from taking effect will be allowed to stand. A circuit court judge issued the order Tuesday, saying the law violated the Oregon state constitution's right to bear arms. Attorneys for the state said the judge was wrong and that the new laws fall well within the bounds of the constitution.
That's Jonathan Levinson reporting. This is NPR News. The World Health Organization says malaria infections rose in 2020 and again last year as the coronavirus pandemic disrupted efforts to control the disease. A WHO report says about 95% of infections last year were in Africa. Truck drivers in South Korea remain on strike. They've been off the job for more than 2 weeks. NPR's Anthony Kuhn says the government in Seoul is now expanding its order that truckers go back to work.
Prime Minister Han Duck-soo said that the government has ordered petrochemical and steel truckers back to work. Last week, it ordered cement truckers to resume working. Han said the strike, which has affected the construction industry, now threatens two of the country's major exports, automobiles and semiconductors. The truckers are demanding guaranteed freight rates as their fuel costs spike. This week, unionized truckers took to the streets in protest against the back-to-work orders. Violating them can lead to possible fines and jail terms. The government says the strike has already disrupted the flow of goods worth over $2.5 billion. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.
South Korea is Asia's fourth largest economy. There have been more protests in and around the capital of Greece today following Monday's wounding of a Roma teenager by police. The 16-year-old was shot in the head after authorities say he drove off from a gas station without paying and was chased by officers. The government in Athens is calling for calm. The teen is hospitalized in critical condition. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 238 points. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.